Story at a glance. Childhood cardiovascular risk factors, such as higher body mass index, BMI, and rapid weight gain, are associated with structural differences in the brains of young adults, particularly in regions vulnerable to dementia later in life. Studies show a direct link between better cardiovascular health in adolescence and enhanced cognitive functions like executive function and increased brain volume. Fostering healthy habits early in life, like sufficient sleep, daily movement, stress management, and a whole food diet, is important for children's long-term brain health, even reducing dementia risks. Simple lifestyle changes focused on improving mitochondrial function, such as reducing seed oils, minimizing endocrine-disrupting chemicals and electromagnetic fields, EMF, exposure and eating whole foods, positively impacts brain health at any age. Prioritizing cardiovascular health from childhood through adulthood is not just about heart health. It's a key strategy for building and maintaining a healthy brain and reducing the risk of cognitive decline. Cardiovascular risks in childhood can affect brain structure in early adulthood, increasing the risk of dementia later in life. Dementia, characterized by a decline in cognitive function, memory loss, and impaired thinking, is a public health crisis. You likely know someone affected or perhaps worry about your own risk as you get older. Mounting evidence shows a strong link between poor cardiovascular health in middle age and an increased risk of dementia later in life. For years, the focus has been on managing cardiovascular risks in your 40s, 50s, and 60s to protect your brain as you age, but what if the seeds of this risk are sown much earlier? New research is prompting a reconsideration of when we must start paying attention to cardiovascular health for brain protection, and signs suggest that the earlier, the better. It turns out that weight, blood pressure, and physical activity in your youth affects your brain health as you enter adulthood. This means early cardiovascular health is not just about a healthy heart, but about laying the very foundation for a healthy brain throughout your entire life and mitigating the risks of dementia in your later years. Childhood heart health changes brain regions linked to dementia. A study published in eBiomedicine investigated how early life cardiovascular health affects brain structure in young adulthood. Specifically, researchers from the United Kingdom, using data from the Avon Longitudinal Study of Parents and Children, explored cardiovascular risk factors during childhood and adolescence and how they influence brain structure in regions linked to dementia. Midlife cardiovascular health impacts dementia risk. Growing evidence shows that midlife cardiovascular health impacts dementia risk, and it's important to understand if those risks begin much earlier in life. Study participants and data collection. The participants included 862 young adults who had undergone neuroimaging as part of the Avon Longitudinal Study of Parents and Children study. Data was collected on these individuals from ages 7 to 17, tracking BMI, mean arterial pressure, and physical activity. MRI findings in young adulthood. The researchers examined MRI scans taken when these participants reached young adulthood, around age 20, to see if early cardiovascular health factors correlated with brain structure, finding a clear link between childhood BMI and the structure of brain regions known to atrophy in dementia cases. This research reinforces the connection between cardiovascular health and brain development, suggesting that early interventions play an important role in preserving cognitive function later in life. Key brain changes linked to childhood BMI. The featured study showed the following brain regions exhibited measurable changes based on childhood BMI, with more pronounced effects observed in children classified as overweight or obese throughout childhood and adolescence. Precuneus cortex, thinner in young adults with higher childhood BMI. Part of the default mode network, which is affected by Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Plays a role in memory, self-awareness, and cognitive function. Parahippocampal gyrus, thinner with a faster BMI increase. Involved in memory encoding and retrieval. One of the first brain regions affected in preclinical and diagnosed dementia. Inferior parietal cortex, thicker with a faster BMI increase. Supports attention, spatial awareness, and cognitive flexibility. Structural changes in this area have been linked to neurodegenerative diseases. Middle temporal gyrus, thicker with a faster BMI increase. Important for language processing and semantic memory. Structural abnormalities here have been associated with Alzheimer's disease. Entorhinal cortex, smaller surface area with a higher childhood BMI. Involved in memory formation and navigation. among the first brain regions affected in Alzheimer's disease. These findings indicate that sustained excess weight amplifies the negative impact of BMI-related brain changes. This underscores the importance of addressing cardiovascular risk factors starting in childhood to promote long-term brain health and reduce dementia risk. How a healthy lifestyle in adolescence supports brain health. Research published in Mental Health and Physical Activity also underscores the powerful connection between cardiovascular health and brain development in adolescence. This study sought to understand how healthy heart behaviors and overall cardiovascular health relate to both brain structure and cognitive abilities in early adolescence. Study participants and data collection. Researchers assessed 978 adolescents around the age of 12, meticulously gathering data on their cardiovascular health behaviors and indicators. These included factors such as sleep, physical activity, diet, nicotine use, BMI, blood pressure, and blood glucose. They then evaluated the adolescent's cognitive functions, specifically executive function, general cognitive ability, and learning/memory. Heart health influences brain volume. Brain structure was examined using MRI to measure cortical volume. The findings revealed a significant positive association between cardiovascular health and both cognitive function and brain volume in these young participants. Specifically, adolescents engaging in more favorable cardiovascular health behaviors demonstrated notably higher scores in executive function. Executive function benefits from a healthy lifestyle. Executive function refers to higher-level thinking skills that include planning, problem-solving, and managing thoughts and actions. The finding suggests that habits like regular physical activity and a healthy diet are not only good for your heart, but are also directly beneficial for the developing minds of adolescents, boosting their ability to think, plan, and execute tasks effectively. Brain development is closely tied to heart health. Beyond cognitive skills, overall cardiovascular health also showed a positive correlation with total whole brain cortical volume. The cortex, your brain's outer layer, is important for higher-level processes like consciousness, thought, memory, language, and much more. The long-term impact of adolescent health habits. The study concluded, sleep, normal body weight, and robust cardiovascular health are directly associated with brain volume. Better heart health may improve cognitive and brain health in adolescence. This means encouraging healthy habits in young people. Habits that bolster their cardiovascular system has a dual benefit, enhancing both their physical and mental capabilities and setting them on a path for improved well-being in all aspects of life. Explore how movement supports both physical and mental resilience in A Move to Thrive, the link between muscles and brain health. 5 ways to build your child's brain health through fitness. If you're a parent, fostering good cardiovascular health habits in your children is one of the greatest gifts you can give them, not just for their hearts, but for their brains as well. Establishing healthy patterns early in life sets the stage for robust brain development and enduring cognitive health. The key to protecting your child's long-term brain health starts with something fundamental: physical activity. Incorporating movement into everyday life is key. Here's how to get your kids moving for a healthier brain. Make it fun. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore. Find activities your child genuinely enjoys, whether it's dancing, biking, swimming, playing tag, or jumping rope. The more fun it is, the more likely they are to stick with it. Engaging in a mix of activities helps keep things interesting and engages different muscle groups. Encourage a combination of aerobic exercise. Like walking, hiking, or swimming, strength training, such as climbing or using playground equipment, and flexibility exercises, including stretching or yoga. Remember, the goal is to instill a love of movement, so be sure to celebrate small victories and effort. Led by example. Children are more likely to be active if they see their parents being active. Make exercise a family affair, go for walks or bike rides together, play tag in the park, or try a new activity as a family. The earlier children develop healthy habits, the more likely they are to maintain them throughout their lives. So, make physical activity a part of their daily routine from a young age. Limit screen time. Too much screen time encourages a sedentary lifestyle. Set limits on screen time and encourage children to engage in active play. Embrace the outdoors. Outdoor activity offers numerous benefits, including exposure to sunlight, fresh air, and green spaces. Encourage children to explore nature, play in the park, or go for hikes as part of their daily movement. To learn more about how exercise enhances brain health and protects cognitive function, read Exercise Transforms Your Brain and Protects Against Cognitive Decline. Three additional lifestyle factors that support brain health. While daily movement is essential, other lifestyle factors also play a significant role in brain health, including a nutrient-dense diet, nourishing the brain with a whole food diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and collagen-rich protein provides the necessary nutrients for brain function. Quality sleep and lower stress levels, prioritizing sleep allows the brain to rest and repair itself. Managing stress through activities like spending time in nature or practicing mindfulness also benefits brain function. Reduced exposure to environmental toxins, minimizing exposure to environmental toxins like seed oils, endocrine disrupting chemicals, and excessive EMFs further protects children's developing brains. By embracing these lifestyle changes, you are actively investing in your child's mitochondrial health and, consequently, in the enduring health of their heart and brain. Frequently asked questions (FAQs) about cardiovascular fitness and brain health. Question: how does childhood heart health affect brain function? A. Poor cardiovascular health in childhood, including high BMI and low physical activity, impacts brain structure and increases the risk of dementia later in life. Keeping the heart healthy early on supports long-term cognitive function. Question: what brain areas are affected by childhood weight? A. Higher BMI in childhood is linked to changes in brain regions involved in memory, attention, and problem solving. Some areas, like the precuneus and entorhinal cortex, show thinning, which is commonly seen in dementia. Question: does exercise help kids develop better brain health? A. Yes. Regular physical activity in childhood and adolescence supports brain development, improves cognitive function, and helps maintain a healthy brain structure into adulthood. Question: what are the best ways to keep kids active for brain health? A. Encourage fun activities like biking, swimming, and outdoor play. Reduce screen time, include family activities, and make movement a daily habit. Question: what other habits protect brain health long term? A. Feeding your child a nutrient-rich diet, making sure they get quality sleep, helping them manage stress, and limiting their exposure to toxins like seed oils and environmental pollutants all support brain and heart health. Originally published by Mercola.